Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Vallo moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Philly reaches second base with a double. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter bunts towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Rosar moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is walked intentionally. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Baker reaches second base with a double. Chapman throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Baker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into Appling, who tags Joost trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway now playing second base. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fowler moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski strikes out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Grove reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler fires to first and picks off Tucker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey is hit by the pitch. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Chapman reaches second base with a double. McCoskey goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Rosar moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Philly. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rosar is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Thornton Lee now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Richmond pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Richmond moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Joost is walked intentionally. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Richmond moves to third. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Fain bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. Richmond scores. Joost scores. Vallo moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Fain scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Earl Harris now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to third. Rosar moves to second. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Richmond reaches third base with a triple. McCoskey scores. Rosar scores. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Richmond now playing third base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.